If you are heading to the Belgian Grand Prix for the first time, there is something you need to understand straight away. Spa-Francorchamps is not a circuit you casually turn up to and figure out as you go. It is enormous. It is physical. And it rewards preparation more than almost any track on the Formula One calendar. That matters even more if you are attending with bronze general admission tickets. Bronze tickets at Spa are excellent value, but they are not passive. You are choosing your views, your walking routes, and your race day rhythm. Get it right, and it can be one of the best experiences in motorsport. Get it wrong, and it can feel long, tiring, and frustrating. So let's talk about how to get it right. With a bronze ticket, you have access to all general admission areas around the circuit for qualifying and race day. There is no fixed seat. That flexibility is the appeal. You can move, explore, and experience different corners instead of being locked into one view. What you do not get is cover from the weather, guaranteed sight lines, or a reserved spot. At Spa, visibility comes from elevation, and elevation comes from arriving early and choosing carefully. And yes, the weather matters. Spa is famous for it. You can have sunshine, rain, and fog in the same afternoon. Waterproofs and proper footwear are not optional here. They are part of the plan. Now, where should you actually go? If you want speed and overtaking, Kemmel Straight is the obvious choice. Cars come through Eau Rouge and Raidillon flat out, then surge downhill at full throttle. You feel the speed before you fully see it. The viewing mounds are wide, but the higher positions fill quickly on race day. If you prefer technique and racecraft, Bruxelles is a strong option. This is heavy braking, tight lines, and drivers working hard to rotate the car. You are closer to the action here, and you have time to actually watch what the cars are doing. For pure drama, Pouhon delivers. This high-speed double left-hander gives you long sight lines and a real sense of commitment. The hillside atmosphere is always excellent, and it feels early for good reason. Fagnes is quieter, but underrated. Fast direction changes, aggressive curb use, and great angles if you enjoy photography or watching mid-pack battles develop. And then there is Blanchimont. Flat-out courage, fewer crowds, and a long flowing view. It is a longer walk, but if you are comfortable moving around, it is one of the most rewarding spots on the circuit. Timing is everything. For qualifying, arriving 2 to 3 hours before the session usually gives you solid options. On race day, think 3 to 4 hours before lights out if you want elevation and breathing room. At Spa, height equals visibility. The higher you stand, the more of the track opens up. First timers should also be realistic about the physical side of the weekend. You will walk a lot. Distances are longer than they look on the map. The ground is uneven. Leaving the circuit takes patience. This is not a flaw. It is part of what makes Spa feel so raw and immersive. This is where traveling with Celtic Horizon Tours changes the experience in a meaningful way. Transfers are planned for early arrival. Accommodation is already sorted. You are not managing parking, shuttle queues, or last minute transport decisions. That time buffer gives you freedom. You can focus on the circuit, the views, and the atmosphere instead of watching the clock. Bronze tickets at Spa are not a compromise. They are a choice. You trade a fixed seat for movement, scale, and immersion. When you prepare properly, they deliver some of the best viewing Formula One has to offer. Spa demands effort, but it always pays you back. Plan well, arrive early, respect the terrain, and let the circuit do what it has done for generations. And if you want the logistics handled so you can focus entirely on the racing, Celtic Horizon Tours takes care of that part. At Spa-Francorchamps, the memory lasts far longer than the weekend.